So we're to be learning together. Sharei Araz, women's tshuva of the week. Here's a very interesting question the woman asked. She's about to go into childbirth. I have permission from her to present this question. And she uses a doula that's helping her with the birth. And the doula trains her, has been preparing her, that she that she'll put on music to help her with the birth. And which makes sense. And the question is, she goes into birth on either Yom Tov, the question was, or on Shabbat, are you allowed to turn on that music? So I think actually yes. With the shinui, as we'll say, would do it in an unusual way to knock it down to a drabanan. But listen to the Gemara here in Masechet Shabbat Kuf Chafed Amibet. It says as follows. Im haita tzucha lener, chaver tamad leka lener. Woman's about to give birth. She needs to turn on the light, you turn on the light. Gemara asks, obviously. So Gemara says, oh, it's a chidush. It tells you even a sumah, even the woman is blind, you can turn on the light. You may have thought, kilin dochazi, she can't see. Asur, because it's asur. It's unnecessary. It'll relax her mind. Savra'i ka midi chazia chavertav avdili. Chazia chavertav avdili. If anything comes up, my friends will see me. They will see, and they'll help me. So anything that's necessary to soothe and relax the mind, the woman is giving birth, is mutar. And based on this, Rav Moshe allows the woman to be accompanied on Shabbat to an ambulance to the hospital, not only with the taxi to the hospital, not only with for her to go, obviously, but even the husband. Why the husband? The husband's not giving birth. So why does the husband have to go? What's he going to do? He's not a doctor. So he's there for moral support. He'll ease her mind. And therefore he could be Mechal Shabbat also for him to travel in the car along with the wife. Go in the taxi along with the wife to the hospital. And this is the accepted practice. And I would say the same thing here. This is what she's been trained. This will help her calm down and have an easier birth. To do it without an epidural. Fine. That's going to help her in the long run. That's fine. Just of course, anything that could be done with a shinui should be done with a shinui. Even if a case of pikuach nefesh, case of great need, should do with a shinui. With a shinui, I would say what's allowed. But look, the thing that you have to understand with a childbirth is fundamentally different than any other patient. Any other patient is basically passive. Here, the woman giving birth, she have to be helped by the doctor. She has to help. She's a very, very active participant. It's a difficult situation, painful situation, and being relaxed makes a big difference for her, makes a big difference for the child. And therefore, that's what will help ease her mind. That'll make for a safer birth for the mother, for the child. And therefore, I think it's permissible. But again, it's turning on with a shinui. Of course, if you get a guy to do it, it'd be even better. But if the doula, in this case, the doula was a Jew, so then it's totally okay. We should have Shibub Smachot B'Yisrael, many births, happy births, happy good things. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week.